From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea Wednesday fired off two back-to-back medium-range ballistic missiles. The first was deemed unsuccessful, but the second traveled an estimated 400 kilometers before falling into the Sea of Japan. Both were identified as Musudan missiles, which the North has repeatedly failed to successfully launch this year. Analysts and former U.S. Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton calls the second of the two launches a partial success.
It does not meet the success criteria for the full range of the Musudan. However, it shows that they can launch a missile basically undetected, and they are willing to work with that. So it is a partial success for them, but it also represents the stage that they're at in terms of missile development, and they will further refine that and create longer range tests.
You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. A spokesman and a state news agency say clashes in Libya between pro-government forces and the Islamic State militants, as well as an explosion at an ammunition depot, has killed over 60 people in just a day. A hospital spokesman says 36 militiamen loyal to the UN-backed unity government died and 140 were wounded in Tuesday's battles. Warplanes bombed the Islamic State group's de facto Syrian capital of Raqqa, killing at least 25 civilians. Six children were among them. They were killed in bombing raids on Raqqa City late Tuesday, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The observatory said there were fresh strikes on the city Wednesday, one of which hit the town hall. This is VOA News. UN envoy, Syria's envoy, rather, Stefan de Mistura, told the UN he will not set any date for a resumption of political talks on Syria, but warned the deadline of early August to reach a deal is rapidly approaching. At the same time, speaking to the Human Rights Council Tuesday, veteran UN diplomat Paulo Pinheiro, who heads an independent commission on Syria, said the country desperately needs a political solution.
We need all states to insist time and time again that influential states and this Security Council unconditionally support the political process, that they facilitate and foster dialogue amongst the warring parties, that they do not compromise for anything less than a long-lasting peace.
There have been two rounds of proximity talks in Geneva with delegations from the Syrian government and moderate opposition. Turkey Wednesday strongly backed Britain staying in the European Union. It comes a day ahead of a referendum on its membership of the bloc. We want Britain to stay in the European Union under any circumstances. That's according to the foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu. He spoke to reporters in Ankara. London has traditionally been a strong supporter of Ankara's long-stalled bid to join the bloc, but Turkey's possible future membership has emerged as a major theme in the British referendum campaign. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday slammed NATO for ratcheting up its rhetoric and aggression close to Russia's border and warned that Moscow was being forced to increase its military capability. NATO is stepping up its aggressive rhetoric and its aggressive actions close to our borders. In these conditions, we're obliged to dedicate special attention to resolving tasks connected with heightening the defense capabilities. That's according to President Putin speaking to lawmakers. At least 66 people were killed by lightning in India in a 24-hour period Tuesday and Wednesday. 46 of those deaths were the northern state of Bihar, where 22 more were left injured. 20 more were killed in the neighboring state of Uttar Pradesh. The Disaster Management Secretary, Bihar Vyash G., said the state will provide $5,900 to the families of those who lost their lives in that storm. Authorities, meanwhile, say the death tolls are likely to rise as reports continue to come in from rural areas. You can read more details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.